What's up, you guys? It's your girl, the one, the only Ash Brown. And this is the Ash Brown Uncensored Show. On this program, I talk a little bit about everything. It may be pop culture related. It may be Ash Brown related. You just never know. You got to stay tuned to see what exactly I'm going to talk about. And in light of a lot of speculation and things going on with the Tiffany Haddish, Ari Spears situation, and just furthermore letting people know you really just have to be careful and mindful of who you leave your children with and or around. Because even with the best of intentions, you don't know where people's minds are at. And it made me also reflect about just healing. A lot of people are talking about, oh, it was a money grab, it was this, it was that. Regardless, the situation was very alarming. And I hope that those people involved, children namely, seek professional attention. Seek professional attention. I know in the Black community and a lot of different minority communities, therapy or counseling is not really put at a high regard. I know, especially with Caribbean people, oh, I ain't crazy, I ain't going to no therapist, I ain't seeing no counselor. You better, if you want to have a good, just joyous, enjoyable life, you better go talk to somebody. So, I don't recall if I think I have talked about this on my show before, but definitely wanted to go through this again because it was just, it was triggering for me. It was very triggering. All right, so my mom, she's had a just amazing work career. She's been a school teacher. She has worked in multiple systems in the courts. And then, you know, went back to school and things of that nature. And she met a whole bunch of people along the way that she felt were good people. She had no reason to believe anything bad about these people. And a lot of these people, after she passed, really just went around on their own way. And I'm a person now in my life where if you don't want to be in my life, guess what? You don't have to, baby. You don't have to be there. I'm not going to fight for someone to stay in my life if they don't want to be there. You show me exactly what it is that you think or feel about me as a person. And if you don't want to be around, guess what? That's cool. I promise you I won't lose any sleep. We had one family friend through my mom that after she passed, he stopped taking, you know, me and my siblings' calls and wouldn't return texts and things of that nature. And I was like, no, that's really strange. Why isn't he, you know, turning the calls and stuff? And this is somebody that I looked at as a role model. This is someone that I looked up to and someone that I would confide in with a lot of different things as far as my career goes and my schooling and my future. And he stopped taking my calls. And I found out from another mutual friend that he found it painful to communicate with us, me namely, because I reminded him so much of my mother. And I don't know, people do some weird stuff, y'all. Because I would think that if this person was so near and dear to me, I would want to stay around them and I would want to stay around their kids. Especially if I've watched them grow up. You've literally seen me go through all different stages of puberty. And you've been that male, that father type figure. And now you're just gone. And sometimes it's like that. Sometimes there is no resolution. Sometimes connections just end and you just accept it for what it is. So I did. Another family friend that I knew, of course, through my mom and work with her and everything, and was there with us at all the pivotal times in life. When my grandfather was acting up or needed something done with his basement or his fish tank and things of that nature, we would call this individual and he wouldn't hesitate to come and, you know, help out my granddad. He was there at the hospital with us when my mom was very ill and she was in ICU and seemed to show a lot of emotion. But see, now looking back, you just always question everything. If someone reveals themselves to you, believe them. But also believe that a lot of times people will put on a show just to convince you, just to keep the whole ruse going. People will put on a show just to keep the ruse going. So mom passes and I stay connected with this individual. Keep in mind, this person is in the age bracket of my parents. So he's damn near 60 years old. I keep in contact with this individual. Like, we're texting, and I'm letting him know what this is, what that is. And he's kind of taken on the role of some of the other people that kind of fell to the wayside. And I would share a lot of just details of my life and things that was going on. And, you know, it just felt very familial, just very friendly. And then one day, he hit on me. And I was so disgusted, hurt, disappointed, utterly surprised, and for the most part, just really dumbfounded. I tried to reason with it, and it didn't make any sense. Still didn't make any sense. And so I just created distance. I created distance between he and I. Stopped texting him, stopped calling, stopped hanging out. I mean, we would hang out sometimes, y'all. We would hang out and go, like, have lunch together and tell all of what's going on and what's next and all these different things. And what kept coming back to me was, how long has he been wanting to approach me like that? And it's just disturbing. It just shook my spirit. And after talking with a couple of my really close friends about it, I decided to go back to therapy. I really did, because I couldn't understand how something like that could happen. And I didn't really know how to process it, in all honesty. I think that's really what the major part of it is. I didn't know how to process it because there were so many layers upon layers upon layers upon layers. And I went to a counselor and they helped me sort through it. And the main part of it was that it wasn't my fault. I didn't do anything to welcome that type of situation. Because again, keep in mind, I'm looking at him as like a father figure. I'm looking at him as like, oh, this is my favorite uncle type figure. And at the time, I think I was about 35, 36. And this man is 60 years old. Gross. Disgusting. Just terrible. Just all around terrible. And so there was really no necessarily, you know, like I said, some situations don't require closure. A lot of times closure is just a trap to just get back in contact with the person for them to freaking gaslight you and make you feel like, oh, well, no, that's not what it was. Or you got it confused. This is what it was. No. I wasn't going to give him the opportunity to try that shit, because also another part of it was I was angry. Because if my mother was still living, there's no way in hell he would have approached me like that. Never. Because she would have lit his ass up. She would have lit him up. And This thing called life, y'all. This thing called life. So back to the Tiffany Haddish, Sherry Spears situation. You just really, you don't know until you know. And even if you feel like you know people so well and so much and you know everything about them, you really don't have a clue. You legit don't have a clue. So be careful, be mindful, and just do your best to find out who people really are. And if you see signs that a person's not as wholesome as you would like them to be, especially if you have children and you're leaving these people around you and you're leaving these people around your children on a regular basis, you don't know what people's true intentions are until you know. And when you know and when you find out, oh, baby, you better hold on to it. Don't make excuses. Don't pretend you don't see what it is. It's exactly in front of you. And you see exactly what it is. So I know not as lighthearted as we would usually like to have on a Sunday, but I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love and support on this journey with me as I travel around the world. I love y'all. Because I know that there are a million and kabillion different podcasts out, but the fact that you guys still just download this show means so much to me. And I thank you. So, on that tip, I hope that you have a great, wonderful, prosperous, and peaceful week. I'ma holla at y'all later. Deuces.